With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Striking workers at Jamieson Laboratories in Windsor will vote on a second tentative deal tomorrow. They've been on strike for better pay and job security since February 1st. A previous deal was rejected by the workers. The workers are represented by Unifor Local 195. There's a housing announcement later this morning in Tecumseh. Windsor-Tecumseh MP Eric Kuzmierczak will be there. Meanwhile, the City of Windsor has identified four properties that could be sold for residential development.
Some in the development community have already reached out to express an interest. So I would expect we're going to see a number of submissions, and we look forward as a city council going through and reviewing those submissions and almost ultimately realizing hundreds of new units built here in the City of Windsor.
Mayor Drew Dilkin says the Roseland Clubhouse is one such property, and there's a public meeting on that on Thursday night. The others are W.D. Lowe High School, the Karen Avenue parking lot, and the Pulitzer Street parking lot. The federal government is extending support for Ontario's wine industry for another 3 years. 19 wineries in this area can apply for help. That's $177 million. Another $836,000 will help wineries across the province deal with extreme weather caused by climate change. Clients at food banks in Leamington and Kingsville will have some fresh meat now. Scotiabank in Leamington donated 2 cows, about 1,100 pounds of ground beef. It recently toured the Kingsville Food Bank and was shocked to find empty shelves and freezers. The town of Essex has a new deputy fire chief. J.C. Brockman is a third-generation firefighter who started his career as a volunteer in 2001. He's also worked as a paramedic for the Essex-Windsor Emergency Medical Service. Toronto police are investigating if there was anything illegal about Saturday night's protest by Palestinian supporters at the Art Gallery of Ontario. It cancelled an event involving the Prime Minister and Italy's Prime Minister. The Canadian press says 400 protesters blocked some of the entrances. The U.S. Supreme Court could rule today whether former U.S. President Donald Trump should be on the ballot for the 2024 presidential election or not. A top court in Colorado ruled that he shouldn't. The Associated Press says that court ruled on pending charges connected to the January 6th insurrection. And Malaysia may resume the search for missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. It disappeared in the southern Indian Ocean over a decade ago. The Associated Press says a Texan company wants to expand the original search area. It says it has evidence pointing to the passenger jet's final destination. A 6-1 loss for the Spitfires to Mississauga. LaSalle beat Chatham 9-4 and Leamington lost to Brantford 3-2. Blenheim beat Amherstburg 6-2. The Windsor Express beat the Lightning 100-95. In the NBA, the Raptors beat Charlotte 111-106 and the Pistons fell to Orlando 113-91. In spring training, the Tigers won 7-2 against the Yankees while the Jays lost to the Red Sox 3-1. 20 degrees on the way today with sun and cloud, windy too. Clouds overnight tonight with maybe showers and down to 11. Showers tomorrow, 15 falling to 7 in the afternoon. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.